This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, another hour of the most listened to radio show on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you along, folks. We're going to talk about the wind versus cold debate, which is fast becoming an all-or-nothing battle in North Dakota. Is there another way? We're going to ask that question of our guest from Comprehensive Energy Solutions today on the program. David Horowitz will be here, best-selling author of Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. But you're going to want to hear that interview, right? Because the most often asked question these days, what about the polls? What about the polls? My answer, by the way, can you find me polls in which Donald Trump led before the election in 2016? No? No, you can't. So let me ask you this. Do you think that people that voted for Donald Trump last time are going to vote for him this time? Yes. Do you think there's more people that are going to vote for him? That didn't vote for him last time, where he's maybe, you know, raised the boats of a few folks, the rising tide of our economy, or, you know, take your pick, the agriculture world, the trade deals, I mean, on and on and on, right? Yeah. But they're probably less likely to say it. Anyway, we're going to talk with David Horowitz about all of that. I have a copy of his book to give away, and I'll just tell you right now how to get that. If you'd like the book, and your choice of four Medora musical passes on me, or two Bully Pulpit golf course at Medora, two rounds of golf there. All I need for you to do is get out your camera, find the photo app, push video, not a still but a video. I want a video selfie, and I just want you looking into the camera wherever you are. I mean, it could be the cab of your pickup. It could be the cab of your tractor. It could be, you know, you name it. Wherever you're at, out there in the middle of the, coal fields. It could be out in the middle of a pasture. Doesn't matter. I just want to see you where you are and tell me a little bit about what you think about Teddy Roosevelt. I'm surveying North Dakotans. I'm getting their feelings for Teddy Roosevelt. Second question. What do you think of the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library coming to North Dakota? One of 15 in the world when it's complete. It's 14 now. Will be the 15th Presidential Library in or near the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Pretty cool, right? So just send that video to me. You can text it at 701-367-2054, or you can email it if you prefer that, scotth@flagfamily.com. Well, prizes for everyone that sends one of those. You got to be on camera answering the questions. Here's what I love about Teddy Roosevelt. Here's what best personifies Teddy Roosevelt in what I do every day. Just something about Teddy Roosevelt, and then what you think about having the actual park here. And everybody that sends one of those today gets a prize. But the grand prize winner, the book from David Horowitz, and the choice of Bully Pulpit Golf or Medora Musical, okay? All right. Bob in Fargo's been waiting a long time to tell me something about energy, so I'm going to get you in here to do that, Bob. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott.
Good morning.
First off, we're down in Rapid City, South Dakota there. You were there, weren't you?
I was.
No, in the square there, I looked all over. I couldn't find you, but I was in that area to see Trump, got up to see Mount Rushmore and in the area, meet with the people, and, you know, wearing a Trump hat around there. Everybody, I mean, in that area, from Deadwood to Sturgis, Rapid City, Keystone, people just love the Trump in that area. I mean, it's a big place to be. People haven't been there. My first visit was there only because you guys were going to be there. I saw your vehicle there, but to find you down there, I didn't see it, but I got to meet people that are with Trump every day, and that's, you know, his photographer, Mike Lindell, was there. These people, you know, they're talking about, oh, the world is a, the United States basically is what is, what isn't, and it was an earful, and grateful just to be there, and the support that's rallied around there for Trump was amazing.
It was, and I would encourage everybody to do exactly what you're suggesting, Bob, and that is go to Rapid City, take in the sights, be downtown, check out the presidents, because I felt the same thing. I felt like, wow, this is awesome. And, you know, I feel that way often in a lot of parts of North Dakota as well. But some other parts, not so much, and I guess probably the same thing if you go Sioux Falls versus Rapid City. But, no, you're absolutely right. There is a special feeling, and with everything going on and monuments and statues and everything else, what a perfect time to be in Rapid City. The reason we probably missed each other is I was there early of the event that day, but they shipped us off at 3 o'clock. If we were going to be able to get into the fireworks at Mount Rushmore, we had to be there by 3, so that's why Chris Berg and Mark Scogervo took my place at the actual rally, but I saw Mike and I saw, you know, Jack Brewer and the whole crew. We were so glad that Mike came in for us. He's a gem of a guy. Mike Lindell, you got to buy every product he sells because of his boldness. It's amazing. Bob, thanks for going down there and being part of that, though. It was fun to see some folks. I did come early and try and see a bunch of people, get a chance to see people that came from all over. A lot of North Dakotans down there at that event, in addition to South Dakotans, so appreciate you doing that very much. All right. Let's, just last note here on, I don't know why that's doing that. Drives me a little bit crazy. But one last quick news note here. We understand that the education plan for K through 12 for this fall in North Dakota will be announced at the briefing this afternoon with Governor Doug Burgum. Okay? So that is the state guidelines, if you will, that have come with the input of the Superintendent of Public Instruction and Local Education to find out what the guidelines will be from the state on school. Open, not open, how it's open, what all of those questions, which I think largely should be a local decision, but a lot of folks at the local level, they like it when somebody else makes the decision. So we'll find out what that's all about this afternoon, but we've been talking a lot about that, so I wanted you to know. Okay, without any further ado, let's open up the discussion that I've been promising, and that is wind versus coal. Becoming an all-or-nothing debate in North Dakota. Is there another way? I hope so. And I've asked guests from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions to join us and share some facts about what's on the table. Tammy Ibach is the director of that group, North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Robert Harms is a policy advisor for North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. And what are they about? They advocate strongly for all of the above energy in North Dakota, which we've always been about on this program as well. So we appreciate them. Tammy, Bob, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
Glad to be here, Scott.
Bob's going to brag about his view again pretty quick, I think, Tammy. Don't you think?
try not to.
Yeah. Always up there overlooking the Sorry. Big lake or ponds or all kinds of things. Just very nice. Well, we're glad to have you both here. I want to deal with something I've heard a few times about NDCES, and that is that it's not local. You know, obviously, there was a debate about the coal plant, Coal Creek Station, and its future, and so emotions are high, and people say, well, you don't care about coal, you're not all of the above, and you're not local. Tammy, are you local?
Scott, I'm as local as it comes, and that was brought up at the Mercer County Commission meeting a couple of weeks ago. Somebody asked me, well, you're not local. And I said, well, yes, I am. I'm a Class B kid all the way. Born here, raised here, educated in this state, work in Bismarck, and have for all of my working career since 1982. Very local. Very local. And then that person said to me, well, you don't care about coal. And I said, that is so not true. I care deeply about coal, have emotion attached to what one of the coal companies has decided to do in North Dakota. It hurts all of us, all of us. So we are local. We care. We're North Dakota, Class B. Harms, are you local?
Are you local, Bob?
Yeah, born and raised, Tioga, educated at NDSU and UND Law School. Yeah, been here my entire adult life and spent a lot of it in the energy sector, both the coal and oil and wind together.
All right. And obviously, you know, you could say, well, are there out-of-state interests that are involved in North Dakota energy? All over the place, right?
Sure.
That just is part of it. So I don't know. That's kind of, but I wanted people to think this isn't like, you know, you're being influenced by outside sources and trying to, you know, you're local too. So, how do we get beyond this, challenge? This is one of the things I want to spend a little time on today on the program because, you know, some have adopted the narrative that wind is the reason that coal is in trouble. In trouble, meaning just in market share, right? That that the coal industry is, you know, in a challenge, and wind is the reason why. So I want to get out the pie chart and talk about that a little bit when we talk about it. And I also want to talk about that specific to, you know, two counties that have established a moratorium and are going to be making some decisions tomorrow related to this discussion. So, I think it's important for us all to understand what's at play here. So we'll do that when we continue. Bob Arms, Tammy Eibach, What's on Your Mind? Don't go away.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time to tell you about what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. That's what they're all about at PetroServe USA. So you're going to get a great meal, and you're going to get it in a convenient way to grab-and-go if you need to. If you want to sit down and enjoy it. Either way, it's up to you. Today, meatball dinner at the Harwood location, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie at Valley City, Taco Skillet at 12th Avenue Fargo, Sloppy Joe's with Mac and Cheese at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. All the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun, and at every PetroServe USA location, have all kinds of great options for a great meal. Lunch today. The chicken, prime example, talking about that earlier. The 4 for $4 deal is your favorite single topping personal pan pizza or breakfast pizza with two fresh baked cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop or coffee. All four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All right, back with Bob Harms and Tammy Eibach. We're talking a little bit about what I want to talk about now is moving beyond the challenge, the question that comes up a lot is that wind is the reason the coal industry is shutting down. Yep. Is it, Bob?
No, Scott, not really. I mean, it's a component, but the primary reason that we have this issue with coal nationwide is really natural gas. And I've mentioned this a number of times before on your show, the study that the Department of Energy did. And essentially what's happened in the last 5 years, in 2014, coal represented 38% of our electricity supply. That's been completely replaced by natural gas. Today, in 2019 data, natural gas is 38%. So they've essentially changed places. And wind, on a nationwide basis, is really kind of a non-issue. It's 7%, was 5% 5 years ago. Now it's 7%. And what I think we need to do as a state is to stop the fight and hit pause with this debate or this argument that's going on right now and think past the current challenge that coal faces. Tammy was talking, you know, we're sympathetic. We understand as women have worked in the coal industry for years and have good jobs and paying their mortgage and taking care of their kids. We understand that, and we would like to think that there's a way to keep those coal-fired power plants in play, but blaming wind for it and promoting this fight is counterproductive. It actually hurts the coal industry and the state as a whole.
And the moratorium in two counties in coal country are something the county commissions have decided on, there's been input on, and they're going to be deciding this tomorrow. When you say pause, are you saying, you know, basically don't put the moratorium in place, pause that right now? In other words, not kill it, but just pause it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think both. I think hit pause on the fight overall and just stop and catch your breath for a minute to everybody that's promoting that theme. And then I think hit pause on local decisions like Mercer County is considering right now. It's bad policy. I think it hurts conversations that are taking place and trying to figure out ways to actually save Coal Creek Station, and it hurts other investments, whether it's the soybean crushing plant over at Spiritwood or the maybe converting the refinery at South Heart that would allow North Dakota to sell the California premium priced diesel fuels. I disagree with their policies, but we have to think past this argument, this fight, hit pause on the fight, increase the thinking, and be smart about how we move forward in the energy sector in North Dakota.
Now, one thing I've heard from the coal industry, and I actually think it's a fair concern, even though you've made the point that if you look at the competitive landscape, natural gas at 38%, wind at 7%, that the wind energy is taking a bite, but not nearly the bite that gas is if you're coal, but is the production tax credit. And as you guys know, I was rather sort of on the sidelines with wind. I always defer to the landowner, but not about to spend a lot of time on it until it was decided, look, the production tax credit goes away. Ethanol industry went through this. They had a lot of subsidies early on. A lot of those have been phased out. And I think that's appropriate. I think as conservatives, right, we'd just assume there be no subsidies. But there's never a level playing field when Washington, D.C. is involved. There's all kinds of moving parts. And if it's there and it's available and it's passed, the argument ought to be the subsidy shouldn't be there, but it shouldn't be, let's take it out on the energy source. Is coal right to be upset about the last budget bill, an extra year added on the production tax credit?
Scott, absolutely. I agree with that. We were disappointed and surprised that the production tax credit was extended. Frankly, as somebody who works in the wind industry, it's my view that the production tax credit ought to go away. And you can quote me that. Anybody can quote me on that. It's time for that to go away at this point. So I agree with the coal industry in that regard. But we still have to focus on what we can do in North Dakota and not hurt our farmer landowners, farmer rancher landowners, and not be angry and combative about how we produce energy for, you know, a couple dozen states who are our customers. That's the way for us to think through this and beyond the current fight that's under in play right now in North Dakota.
Tammy, let's talk a little bit about the just the future and how we go forward here. How do you unite? How do you get folks to say a lot of great natural resources here? Let's generate more. Let's export more. How do we spark that?
Well, let's keep our doors open for business. Let's not say no to millions and potentially $1 billion in infrastructure and build out. That would be good for North Dakota counties. And wind will never compare to the dollars generated per county. But when you take a look at what Mercer County might do, they're essentially saying no to $600,000 annually that would come to that county in tax revenue. And then you take a look at what's the revenue that landowners would make in lease agreements. And so when you have extra money coming into counties, don't say no. You don't know what the future of your county is going to be. Keep your doors open. Be open for business. We've got counties. Oliver County does really well with wind development next door to power plants. It works. So let's not say no.
Let's get Dan and Judd in here with a question quickly. Dan, your question is what?
Yeah, this is Dan. Good morning. Yeah, I was wondering, you said natural gas replaced coal energy. Who are the major purchasers of the natural gas coming off the flaring now? Who's all involved with that?
I don't know if you're asking me or Bob, but my thought would be probably One Oak and certainly Oasis, big player with their gas processing plants right now. But there's more flared than processed right now, right, Bob?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Dan. So if it's flared, it's not being bought by anybody. And the goal in the oil industry is not to flare as little natural gas as we can. But Scott's right. I mean, the major producers like Hess. Hess has its own gas plant in my hometown at Tioga. It's the largest in the state.
There's another one. Hess, obviously. Same thing. I mean, there's a few that are doing it, but I think, honestly, the oil and gas industry could be an even bigger competitor to coal than they are, but because of the flaring and the other gas is there, but they're... You know, they're not really aggressively pursuing that, which is part of the mix. Thanks,
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Life can be hard, especially these days. And it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. borders will remain closed until late August, if not longer. The Trump administration now planning to extend the ban on non-essential travel to Canada and Mexico for the fourth time as coronavirus cases are reaching record highs in this country. Canada has had success in limiting the spread of the virus there. However, both U.S. and Mexico have seen big increases. The current ban does not restrict trade or essential workers from traveling across the borders. hours after the Supreme Court rejected a challenge by a 5-4 vote. A former white supremacist is the first person executed by the federal government since 2003. Daniel Lewis Lee was killed by lethal injection for the 1996 murder of an Arkansas family of three. And this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We're all watching that bottom line a little closer these days for understandable reasons, and our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons can help you do just that. If you have a building, they actually manage now about 1,000 buildings throughout the region. Think of that. Pretty incredible. And they maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems and other mechanical systems within those buildings, more than 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains, and do it with cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. And also right now, a lot of folks are looking at how can I improve the air, improve the quality of the air, and protect yourself from airborne pathogens. A lot of options out there, some of them pretty economical. There again, they have an indoor air quality page on their website to be able to help you through all of that. H.A. Thompson & Sons, H.A. Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com or give them a call, 701-234-9889. They've been doing what they've been doing for over 100 years. All right, we're getting some great videos here. Want some more about Teddy Roosevelt? Tell me what you love about T.R. I've loved T.R. and the story of T.R. from the moment I first became a North Dakotan, just to know that he said, but for his time in North Dakota, he would not have been president. So he came out to clear his head. And the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library in the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, the only park named for a president, now with a presidential library under construction, pretty amazing. So all you do on video from wherever you're working, however you're listening, tell me a Teddy Roosevelt story. What do you like about Teddy, and what do you like about having that Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library here in North Dakota in the park? And we're going to give you a copy of our next guest book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, David Horowitz, plus Medora Passes for the musical and golf. Send those in today, 701-367-2054, or email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. David Horowitz, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I have a Teddy Roosevelt story. I slept in the house of one of his granddaughters, not with the granddaughter, but in the house in Asheville, North Carolina, when Peter Collier and I were doing a book on the Roosevelts. Wonderful, amazing human being, Teddy Roosevelt.
Incredible, isn't it? Incredible. And you just sort of weep when you see these icons of our history and our past and who sacrificed so much to give us the America we have today be, you know, ridiculed in the way they are by a bunch of thugs. It's unbelievable.
Communists. It's communists. That's what they always do in Cambodia. The communists killed everybody with eyeglasses. Because they said if you had eyeglasses, you probably read books and you had the poisonous ideas of the past in your head. They want to erase the past. So everything that we've learned through all those struggles in the past gets lost. And they can just create a new world.
Yeah. How scary is that? By the way, every time I see that on my TV screen, I hear about it, I read about it, I think of you and what you've done on campuses to expose, the indoctrination that happens.
Listen to me. The problem is the Republican Party and the conservatives, they didn't listen. I wrote 5 books about the indoctrination going on in universities, and I couldn't get the support from the Republican Party that would have been needed. They should immediately defund all the liberal arts colleges. Just take away all the federal money from them. They purge conservatives from the faculties. These are not universities in the old sense of the word. They're not compatible with a democracy. Taxpayers shouldn't be funding them. But, you know, that's the big problem. Conservative courage.
People, well, the thing is, but when you say people need to be stand up and counted, I agree with you. I'm not waiting for any politician to do that because it's so darn rare. It just doesn't happen. It has to be something
we do.
There is indeed, and not enough with him still to this day, despite what he's doing.
He's right on target. That's what my book. I've got this new book, Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. And every day, for me, it's confirmed. Right on message. Trump is going to win in November because Americans aren't stupid. And what they want from their government, and this goes across party line, first and foremost, is safety and security. And then they want prosperity. And Trump stands for both of those. And Biden is against both of those. I'm by this. And it's hard to talk about Joe Biden. I mean, you have a dementia patient, and you're putting him up to be leader of the free world. Come on.
Yeah, I question his family members' judgment because it's so very obvious that he has issues, and yet they continue to put him out there. There's obviously some very weird, bizarre things.
Are ruthless. Yeah. They'll sacrifice anybody right now.
Well, I get they will, but I mean their family? I mean, do you think Jill Biden can't say, hey, something's wrong here? That's just bizarre to me.
She's not a doctor. She's got a PhD in something like education.
Well, I get it, but I'm saying supposedly the smart person that, I don't know.
They're ruthless. They will sacrifice anybody.
Well, that does make sense. So tell me why you're so confident Trump's going to win. I want to know why, because I don't think people have a lot of confidence right now.
Because Trump is going to run as a law and order president. He never knows when to stop. They're killing, kids are dying. This one-year-old that was shot in his stroller at a barbecue. That's all on the heads of the Democrats. Every one of these cities that's exploded has exploded because the Democrat mayors refuse to enforce the law. It's that simple. And people understand that. They can look at their TV screens, think what the future would look like with a Democrat in power. I think it's really that simple. Trump's followers are not going to desert him. And this is a guy who's taken so many wounds for our country and our people. People love him because of that.
A lot of people are obsessed about the polls right now, and that the polls, even in battleground states, show Trump.
The polls are ridiculous. I mean, they rig the polls. You know, they interview, then Republicans to get the thing. It's easy to skew a poll. And again, we've seen it. We have a media that's entirely corrupt. They don't report anymore. They're just propagandists. And we have pollsters that will serve. I have a whole chapter on Trump derangement system syndrome in my book, Blitz. But the book describes the civil war that now engulfed us. 3.5 years of the Russia hoax. Then there's the COVID hoax to blame the virus on Trump. But Trump has no control over the health care systems. They're all controlled by the states. And, of course, the worst states have been the Democrat states. The Democrats are playing, they're conducting a war against Trump using the virus. So they give a pass to hundreds of thousands of demonstrators in the streets infecting each other. But opening the schools where the kids wouldn't be in danger because children don't get it, that they're against because they want to ruin the economy.
Who is behind
the country?
Besides it being, you know, the Biden and the Democratic machine, you talk a lot about the billionaires and fat cats that are really out to get Trump. Who are they?
Soros is the key guy. He's put in all these, you know, he went about electing prosecutors, like in Philadelphia, and there's that son of the terrorists, Boudin, Chesa Boudin, who are on the side of the criminals. The Democrat Party is lined up on the side of our enemies abroad. They defend the Chinese. They defend the Iranians or give nuclear weapons. And they're on the side of the enemies at home, the criminals. There couldn't be these riots if the Democrat mayors of those cities had stood up, you know, and put the proper law enforcement in place, and if the governors, also Democrats, had called out the National Guard. Trump is really powerless to control that. I mean, I hope he sends in the military. It's amazing to me. We have even treason by our generals, you know, the Joint Chiefs, who say we can't use the military domestically. Well, Eisenhower sent the military into Little Rock to integrate the schools. Kennedy sent the military into Mississippi to integrate the schools. You know, our cities are aflame. Innocent people are being killed, mainly black, mainly poor blacks are being killed by black criminals. Of course the president should do something since the Democrat Party wants this chaos. You know, the Democrat Party is operating under the idea, which is a leftist idea, of the worse the better. You know, let's have the chaos and let's blame it on Trump.
Now,
Americans are not stupid people, and they see
no,
what's
they
happening.
Aren't. And that's really why this is failing miserably, isn't it? Because people are smart enough to see through this. That's why you believe he'll win, right? It may have a short term. The domination of the media. How about Obama? You talk about his agenda.
He's the evil one. Obama's the one who initiated the coup. He initiated the coup. Obama and Biden, they set this all in motion, used the intelligence services, all those corrupt and treasonous intelligence chiefs like Brennan, appointed by Obama. And he sicked them on Trump. They had no evidence. They knew that there was no evidence that Trump was colluding with the Russians. You know, Nancy Pelosi is still going at it. They wasted the $35 million of the Mueller investigation, which was all based on this Russia hoax. The country is in serious danger. We have a party that's at war with our country. And you know, it's just the monuments. Just what happened on July 4th, you have these heroes of the left like moron Colin Kaepernick, who said July 4th is a celebration of white supremacy. And you have the New York Times saying basically the same thing. And the fact is that America led the world in ending slavery.
Hold that thought if you... Hang on to that thought. We're going to take a break. Come back with more with David Horowitz. The new book is Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. And, of course, most recently, Dark Agenda, the war to destroy Christian America. Great author. Great American. More coming up. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. the best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. It's the Red, White, and You sale. Red, White, and You sale at Schwann Buick GMC, where you can shop the largest pre-owned inventories in the area. New shipments and fresh trades arriving every single day. And you're sure to find a great vehicle to fit your life. That's the thing. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Silverados, SUVs, trucks, I mean anything. Malibus, Cruises. Some with very low miles, payments as low as $199 a month, all with a lifetime warranty. Shop the used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime at SchwannBuickGMC.com. I love the passion for Teddy Roosevelt in North Dakota, and I see it when we get a chance to look at your videos. You've sent some in, and I would imagine the fact that the book Blitz comes as a prize today with our guest David Horowitz today is helping too. So is Medora Golf Passes. So is the Billy Pope at the best. The Medora Musical. They have a new zip line there now. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Gretchen Sindrum sent me a neat little thing with her and Teddy Roosevelt actually on the zip line. Now I want to be on that zip line. I can hardly wait. Oh, or is that Joe Wiegand? I always get those two mixed up. Is it Teddy Roosevelt or is it Joe Wiegand? I can't tell. Anyway, thank you for that, Gretchen. That was that's wonderful. I love it. So if you haven't yet done it, send a video, a selfie video. What do I love about Teddy Roosevelt? What am I looking forward to in having the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library in our own state, right there in the presidential, well, the park named for a president. Only park named for a president. No other national park is named after a president. Teddy Roosevelt got one named after him. And it's here in North Dakota. Is that pretty cool or what? Okay, let's continue with David Horowitz. And Brenda in Bismarck has a comment about Teddy Roosevelt. Go ahead, Brenda.
Yeah, it's Linda.
Oh, Linda. Hi, Linda. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just want to know that everything has been, as far as the matching funds, everybody has matched the funds to proceed with the library?
Yes.
That was a condition of the money.
It was.
And now you're telling me that it's already started, so...
Yeah, the plans are underway. I think the official answer for that, Linda, is that the commitments are there to be able to proceed with the planning and the architecture and all of that. But you're absolutely right. The agreement was somehow $50 million would leverage the $100 million in private donations. We'll do the 100 if the 50 come. And the 50 did come. It didn't actually come in the state of North Dakota writing a check, however. The state of North Dakota is simply taking funds, putting it at the Bank of North Dakota. I believe that comes out of the Legacy Fund, goes to the Bank of North Dakota. And those funds draw interest, and that interest then funds the operations of the facility. So that was enough to consider it a match, I guess. And so they're proceeding. But I'm sure we'll have more details on that soon when they announce things. So stay tuned. We'll keep on that story for sure. Appreciate your call, though. All right, let's finish with David Horowitz on Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win.
David, it's been endorsed by President Trump, and it's number 8 in the country, despite the fact that it's being sabotaged by Amazon. If you go up to Amazon, it says ships in 1 to 2 months, but they have 10,000 copies in their warehouses. It's just a direct political hit. Happens to conservatives all the time.
Amazing what they...
Barnes & Noble at Sam's Club, Costco, Target.
I've seen it a lot. I've seen it a lot. And, somebody sends us the best video of the day, they're going to get their own free copy from us. So we're doing our part, too. Blitz, Trump will smash the left and win. Talk about his strategy a moment, because you talk in the book about the genius strategy that has worked.
Well, he fights back. And that wouldn't seem like genius unless you look at all the other Republicans who roll over every time the Democrat snaps and calls them a racist, which they're going to do over anything. Trump is the only Republican I know of, and I've been doing this for 30 years, that is called a Democrat, and it was actually a black Democrat, a racist. It's a racist party. You look, how are they picking their vice president? By skin color, for crying out to you. They're a racist party. They control all the inner cities in America of size. Every killing field, Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, St. Louis, they're all 100% Minneapolis, controlled by the Democrat Party, and have been for 50 to 100 years. Every injustice, real or imagined, the black people in the inner city or minorities generally, the Democrats are 100% responsible for, including, first of all, it's a complete lie that the police are targeting blacks. Whites are much more likely to be killed by police than blacks, for example. All the statistics show that blacks are more protected from police violence and mishandling than other races. 67% of blacks who are killed by police are killed by black police officers. Whites tend to kill whites, Hispanics. I mean, these statistics, they're all out there. They're easily available. So it's all built on lies. Anyway, but if there were injustices, if there was systemic racism, which is another crock If there was systemic racism, Democrats would be 100% responsible for it. Not a Republican in sight in Minneapolis or in New York. It's the De Blasios and the Cuomos that run everything, for crying out. And in California, it's all Democrats.
You couldn't be more right. He says President Trump is going to steamroll the opposition in November. So if you want some optimism, folks, you want this book, Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. David Horowitz, you are a national treasure. Thanks for the time, sir. We appreciate you. God bless, folks.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention. Featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Anamoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.